Hi, Fran. Well, global stocks are higher and gold prices have eased as traders bet the chance of an imminent strike on Syria has faded. And figures show the US economy is gathering pace. On Wall Street, stocks rose after official figures showed gross domestic product grew in at an annual rate of 2.5% in the United States last quarter. That was much better than expected. The Dow Jones gained 0.1% to close at 14,841. The S&P 500 added 0.2% to 1,638, and the Nasdaq gained 0.75% to 3,620. Over in Europe, the major indices also rose after 2 days of big losses. In London, news that the British phone company Vodafone was in talks to offload its 45% stake in the US mobile company Verizon helped spark a rally in telecommunications stocks. That lifted the FTSE 100 by 0.8% to 6,483. Back home, and futures trade suggests Australian stocks will have a lacklustre open. That's despite those gains overseas. The ASX SPY 200 futures index is down 9 points at 5,067. To commodities quickly, and spot gold has slipped to $1,407 an ounce. West Texas crude oil is lower at $108.46 a barrel, and Tapis crude is fetching $122.90 a barrel. Turning to currencies quickly, and Fran, the Australian dollar is down against a stronger greenback after that better-than-expected economic growth in the US. A short time ago, it was buying 89.3 US cents.
Thanks very much, Justine.